Welcome to Talking Europe, is a real-life version of the Hunger Games coming to a European region near you. That's not just scare talk, according to my guest today, Kata Tüto. She's a Hungarian socialist, she's a former deputy mayor of Budapest, but more importantly for today, she's also 1 year into the presidency of what's called the European Committee of the Regions. And she has a stark warning, and it's that millions of Europeans, especially in poorer parts of Europe, could lose out big as European leaders and governments are considering sweeping changes in the way Europe spends its money. Now, under the proposals, member states would have more discretion over how they spend their money. There'd be a new mega fund, and what it does is it pools cash for farmers and for poorer regions all together. And she sees this perhaps as a blow to what's called cohesion policy. That's Europe's main tool for trying to reduce inequalities among its regions. This is a tough task. Welcome to Talking Europe here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to throw a number at you, a number you know well, but maybe our viewers don't. 865 billion euros. That is the amount in this new proposed mega fund that puts together cash for agriculture, things like water and fisheries, but also for all the poorer regions. I think there are 260 regions officially right now in Europe, towns, cities, regions. It sounds like a lot of money. I think of that, 218 billion right now is dedicated to regional spending. Sounds like a lot, but I suspect you don't think it's enough.
No, I don't think, but okay. Does it look big? It looks big from Budapest. It looks big from Brussels, maybe. But okay. What is this money? This is the European budget. But it's not the sum of the national budgets. It is the money that we, member states, the governments, they decided to spend together on the things we have to tackle together. Okay, is it big or small? The number is big, but if I compare it to the Île-de-France region's one-year GDP, it's super small.
It's very small.
The seven-year budget, because we have seven-year budgets, is smaller than the one-year GDP of just one European region. Okay, it's a big region, a strong region, but still, to compare it. So when we look at the European budget, what we have to solve from this budget, what is the main driver of the big buzz around the budget? Why the cities are looking at the budget, the mayors are looking at the budget, because everybody has more problems than money. It's true for
always,
the towns,
everywhere.
It's true for the cities, it's true for Paris. Paris is looking at Brussels in housing, Roma is looking at Brussels, Milano is looking, Budapest, Warsaw, because they have more problems than money. Okay, the Committee of the Regions, I am president of what is the Committee of the Regions. We are the voice of the local leaders. We have the mayors of towns, metropolitan areas, regions, from mountain areas, rural areas. We have all the different horizons of local realities. We have here politicians who work every single day in their own cities, dealing with all the crazy stuff they have to deal
with. And they all need money. They all need money. But here's the thing.
And attention. Because so, it's not just money, it's attention.
So, Kata Tüto, the budget runs for Europe. Right now, it's 2021 to 2027, right? This next budget goes from 2028 to 2034. It's a €2 trillion budget. So my question is, right now, I think you get almost 400 billion euros in the current budget for regional spending. This is about half of it. So you're competing, basically.
One-third, yeah.
One-third. You're getting less money, but then again, you might argue that some regions don't need as much money. There are richer regions in Europe.
But all regions are in transition. Every region is in transition. The German regions are in transition. All the French regions are in transition because there is an industrial transition. There is a demographic transition. There is clearly a climate transition, a technological transition. Okay.
And a world order transition.
Everything's happening very fast. The stability is clearly breaking. Everybody has to move very fast. We see the anxiety levels of society is growing because of this uncertainty. And what we see, what happens when the uncertainty is growing, when there are a lot of crises shaking the system, a and there's not enough money, then the money goes from the long-term investment, the long-term goals. If I look at the climate change part, to use less energy, more green energy, less pollution, protect nature, the money goes from the long-term things to the short-term things. Like same in the family. If you have in a crisis mode, the problem is we are getting in a constant crisis mode, which drives two things. A tunnel vision in attention from the panoramic vision, and also a centralization, and also going from the long term to the short term.
Let me pretend I'm right now the person that you are, I guess, in a sort of battle with, and that is the president of the European Commission, right, Ursula von der Leyen. She's the one proposing, essentially, this budget. And her argument is, look, I hear your concerns, Kata Tuto, but it is a changing world. We have all of these threats right now facing us. Everyone needs more money for defense. We can't do everything. We can't please everyone. We're trying to do our best.
She has her truth and we have our truth. And I think this is the beauty of Europe, that everybody has their truths and we try to find a compromise. We agreed that we will do a lot of more things together in the world because on our own we are small, together we are big. But to do more things together, we need to spend together. And that is the part where there are some conflicts going, because it's clear that we need more money.
For defense.
To have a strengthened Europe from the outside.
Right.
But I am the local leader. I'm representing them. Our role as local leaders is to keep Europe strong from the inside, because these two things have to go together. And that is cohesion policy. When a time of growing uncertainty and instability, you need to add in stabilizing tools. And that is also
internal.
The role. Internal rules. And that is cohesion policy. Cohesion policy, it is the tool that you inject in the system. And it gives you a long-term base stability. And it anchors local money and local attention into long-term goals.
I got it. So essentially what you're saying is, defense and security, when you talk about it, it's not just about tanks. It's not just about borders and guns. It's also about environment. It's about affordable drinking water. It's about affordable housing. Is that sort of the argument here, that it's not just military, it's also internal social?
We have defense, so yes, we have to, because the loss of trust in the world is very expensive for everyone. It means you have to spend more for the outside. But security is not just drones. Security is also food security. This is why we invest in agriculture, so our farmers will not stop producing food. Because when you lose the international trust, you have to have enough food within your continent. We need to invest in water. We need to invest in housing, in our own energy production. We see what is happening. We saw it after the COVID, when these supply chains didn't work. But security is expensive. Lost of cooperation in the world, it's very expensive. And there's also a constant instability, which is growing. And it's not just instability for the businesses, because the reindustrialization is happening. Technology is bringing a lot of disruption also in economy, in jobs, and also in society.
In society as well.
So there's a constant, push and pull, a finding of balance, of long-term and short-term, of centralizing power and attention. But also, you know, we say, we mayors, local leaders, we are reserves of attention, because you have to keep things going. You have to keep public transport going, even if there's a big crisis outside.
Let me make the devil's advocate argument. The devil's advocate would say, but Kata Tuto, is it possible that this new shift in focus and priorities towards more military and security and defense, maybe it will actually create jobs regionally? It will create opportunities that don't already exist.
Sure, but you know, this is when you look at the averages. On average?
Right.
But if you look at the pain is usually local. The gains are usually general or concentrated in other places. Okay. Yes. What the problem is that the gains and the pain is never evenly distributed in time and space. If you look at the averages, you see maybe, oh, it's balanced. But in reality, if I look at the trade agreements, if I look at the security problems, if I look at the trade war, if I look at the tariffs, it hurts some regions and completely destroys others. And this is why we say this regional signaling mechanism is very important. This is why it was created this way in the single market. That was the idea of the common budget. The main competitiveness to we have this single market.
Right.
That is our innovation. We all gain more money. Some gain more, some gain less. And we reinvest the surplus. And this way, we can continue working. Because some are creating jobs, but others are losing a lot of people.
Let me leave you with this final thought, or I want to put this to you. This budget looks like, I said it's 2028, right? It hasn't begun yet. It still has to be approved. You still have some time. It looks like it's going to happen, right?
We need a budget. A budget has to happen.
Right.
What I hope that the budget will look differently. It will.
What do you want to change specifically? What do you want to see? If you have one or two wishes about this budget.
I want a regional focus that keeps this regional part. I want the reinvestment mechanism to be stable. The cohesion policy has to stay, has to be European, and we need to take together the shocks and the gains.
I said you're a former deputy mayor of Budapest. You're now a councillor there as well. Final thing, I'm just curious. Hungary in the scheme of things right now. Obviously, politically, it's a little bit of a pariah right now in Europe. But how much does it get in terms right now of regional funding? And will it lose out in this budget a lot, in your own country?
Hungary is suffering a lot. And when I talk about Hungary, I'm not talking of the prime minister because he's not hurt. It's us, the cities and regions and the citizens. And that is not good for anyone. It's not good for the Hungarians and not good for Europe as a whole. Because what is the interest of the European Union? To have Hungary as an integrated and well-developed part of the single market.
Kata Tuto, we're going to have to leave it there. We could talk for hours on this. But I'll leave our viewers with the thought that you have said that you believe this new budget is the monster that could swallow cohesion policy. I guess we could say we hope that doesn't happen. We wish you luck in the months ahead. This budget is yet to be approved, but it is really a turning point right now for Europe and for its regions. Thanks for watching the interview here on Talking Europe.